Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today because we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the specification, deciduous woodland ecosystems. Whether you're revising for your mocks or the real thing, this episode is going to give you everything you need to feel confident walking into that exam hall. We'll cover the goods and services these incredible woodlands provide, the threats they face, the causes of deforestation, and how we can manage them sustainably. Let's get started. So, first things first, what actually is a deciduous woodland? A deciduous woodland is a temperate ecosystem found in regions with four distinct seasons, including much of Western Europe, parts of North America, and East Asia. The key word is deciduous, which means the trees shed their leaves in autumn and winter. Think oak, beech, ash, and hazel. These are your classic deciduous species. The woodland has a layered structure. The canopy at the top, the understory below that, then the shrub and field layer, and finally the ground layer with mosses, fungi, and leaf litter. Each layer supports different species, which is why these woodlands are so incredibly biodiverse. Now, examiners absolutely love it when you can link the abiotic and biotic characteristics together. Abiotic means the non-living parts, things like temperature, rainfall, and soil type. Biotic means the living parts, the plants, animals, fungi, and bacteria. In a deciduous woodland, the moderate rainfall of around 600 to 1500 millimetres per year, combined with fertile brown earth soils, creates ideal conditions for a rich variety of life. Remember that link, it's worth marks. Right, let's talk about goods and services. This is a really important distinction that examiners expect you to understand. Goods are the physical, tangible products we extract from woodlands, things you can hold in your hand. Services are the ecological functions and benefits that woodlands provide, often without us even realising it. Starting with goods, timber is the big one. Deciduous woodland timber, particularly oak and ash, has been used for centuries in construction, furniture making, and paper production. In the UK, the Forestry Commission manages around 1.5 million hectares of woodland, much of which provides commercial timber. Fuel is another good. Firewood and biomass from woodland is still a significant energy source, particularly in rural communities. And of course, non-timber forest products like berries, nuts, and mushrooms are harvested too. Now, services, and this is where it gets really interesting for the exam. Carbon storage is arguably the most critical service in the context of climate change. Trees absorb carbon dioxide through photosynthesis and lock it away in their biomass and in the soil. A mature oak tree can absorb around 22 kilograms of carbon dioxide per year. When woodlands are destroyed, that stored carbon is released back into the atmosphere, accelerating global warming. Water regulation is another vital service. Tree roots slow the movement of water through the soil, reducing surface runoff and the risk of flooding. They also filter pollutants from water, improving water quality. Biodiversity support is huge. UK deciduous woodlands support over 500 species of plants, hundreds of bird species, and thousands of invertebrates. And finally, recreation and tourism. Woodlands like the New Forest and Epping Forest attract millions of visitors each year, generating significant economic value for local communities. Now, let's move on to threats. Climate change is having a profound impact on deciduous woodland ecosystems, and this is a topic examiners are increasingly asking about. Rising temperatures are causing phenological shifts. That's a fancy term for changes in the timing of seasonal events. For example, oak trees are leafing out earlier in spring, but the caterpillars that feed on young oak leaves are also emerging earlier. If these timings get out of sync, it can disrupt entire food chains. We call this phenological mismatch, and it's a brilliant piece of specific knowledge to drop into an exam answer. Increased drought stress is another climate change impact. Deciduous trees are adapted to moderate rainfall, and prolonged dry periods weaken them, making them more susceptible to pests and diseases, like ash dieback, caused by the fungus Hymenocyphus fraxineus, which has already killed millions of ash trees across Europe. Invasive species are also a growing problem, as warmer temperatures allow species from further south to establish themselves in UK woodlands, outcompeting native species.
Let's talk about deforestation.
Now, the specification asks you to understand both economic and social causes, and examiners want you to be able to distinguish between them clearly. Economic causes are driven by financial motivations. Timber extraction is the most obvious. Trees are felled for their commercial value. Agricultural expansion is another major driver. Woodland is cleared to create farmland, particularly as food demand grows with a rising global population. Urbanisation is a significant economic cause too. As cities expand, woodland is cleared for housing, roads and industrial development. In the UK alone, we lose around 1,000 hectares of ancient woodland every year to development. Social causes are driven by human needs and population pressures. Population growth increases demand for land, food and fuel. In many parts of the world, local communities depend on woodland for their survival, collecting firewood, grazing livestock and clearing land for subsistence farming. Poverty is a key underlying social cause. When people lack economic alternatives, they turn to forest resources out of necessity, not choice. This is a really important nuance that examiners reward. Right, exam tips time. And this is where I want you to really listen carefully. First, always use named examples. Vague answers like, woodlands provide habitat for animals, will only get you level one marks. Instead, say something like, the New Forest National Park supports over 2,000 species of fungi and is home to one of the UK's largest populations of wild ponies. That's the kind of specific knowledge that pushes you into level three. Second, know your command words. If the question says describe, you're being asked to state what something is like. No explanation needed. If it says explain, you must give reasons. Use the word because or therefore to show causation. If it says assess or evaluate, you need to weigh up evidence and reach a judgment. Never just describe when asked to evaluate. That's one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Third, for sustainable management questions, always structure your answer around a named region. Examiners give credit for specific case study knowledge. The New Forest in Hampshire is an excellent example. It's managed by Forestry England and the New Forest National Park Authority, using a combination of traditional commoning practices, selective felling, and conservation grazing to maintain the woodland's structure and biodiversity. Fourth, watch out for the difference between goods and services. A common mistake is to list everything as a resource, without distinguishing between tangible goods and ecological services. Examiners will credit this distinction. Quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and see how many of these you can answer. Question 1. Name three goods provided by deciduous woodlands. Timber, fuel, and non-timber forest products like berries and nuts. Question 2. What is phenological mismatch? It's when the timing of seasonal events like leaf emergence and caterpillar hatching gets out of sync due to climate change. Question 3. Give one economic and one social cause of deforestation. Economic, timber extraction for commercial profit. Social, population growth increasing demand for land and resources. Question 4. Name a sustainable management strategy used in a UK deciduous woodland. Conservation grazing in the New Forest to maintain open woodland structure and prevent scrub encroachment. Question 5. What is ash dieback and what causes it? Ash dieback is a disease caused by the fungus Hymenocyphus fraxineus that kills ash trees, and it has spread across Europe partly due to climate change enabling the fungus to thrive. Right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the layered structure of deciduous woodlands and the link between abiotic and biotic characteristics. We've explored the full range of goods, like timber and fuel, and services, like carbon storage, water regulation, and biodiversity support. We've looked at how climate change is threatening woodland ecosystems through phenological shifts, drought stress, and invasive species. We've distinguished between economic causes of deforestation, like timber extraction and urbanisation, and social causes, like population growth and poverty. And we've touched on sustainable management strategies using the New Forest as a named case study. Remember, in the exam, specificity wins marks.
Named examples, precise data, and clear use of geographical terminology will take you from level 2 to level 3. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck. Goodbye.